thing that Rebbe did was the rochatz, the kroina shel tipurei, the shiva asa betamis. He went to wash himself. Rashi says the yoy mashut v'hesiyo, the shoye b'shas hilach kroinus. In the middle of the day, in front of everybody, when they're walking with the kroinus, with the wagons, he went and washed himself on shiva asa betamis. He washed himself. So Chura did two things wrong. Vaito bikesh laka tishabov. He also wanted to be oikur to say we shouldn't have tishabov anymore. For loy hoiduloy. But the Chachamim did not agree with Rebbe. They didn't say to be Yoyka Tishabov. So Rashi Tosa says, Kosha Eichis Akadaitach, Tahai Tana the Rebbe, or he writes like a Tishabov. What kind of swear is that? The Mara says in Tainis, Koloichel Beshoyse Betishabov, Ein Roy Benechomash Yerushalayim, Vyoy Doein Bezden Yochel Abatadiv Bezden Chaveroy. So what's the Havimin of Rebbe to say there should be no more Tishabov? So Tosa says, Vyesh Loimar, to Le Rotsal Oikri, he didn't want to say there should be no more Tishabov at all. El mechumra sheyesh bo yosim mishatainis. They just want to say the chumras, like of a tiny sieb of a bubble, that shouldn't apply to Tisha B'Av. Like maybe you should be allowed to wash yourself, nilas asandla should be mutter, that's all they wanted. Inami, the other svaras, what Rebbe wanted to do was, la'akroi mitisha l'kavei basiri k'diyam Rabbi Yechanan. Rebbe wanted to say there shouldn't be Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av, like we had before, but it should be on the 10th day of Av, because the main part of the Beis Hamikdash was burnt on the 10th day. So Rebbe wanted to be Iker from Tisha B'Av to make it into the 10th day of Av, of Avalahoydoloi. The Chum did not agree to him. He didn't have the power to do it. Now, Omer Lefonov, Rebbe Yabba Bazavda, Rebbe, that Lekacha Yemaisa, that was not the Maisa. It wasn't the Pshat this time Rebbe wanted to be Iker Tisha B'Av. You know what the story was? Elo Tisha B'Av Shechal Lios B'Shabbos Evi. The story was, it was Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. V'dachmuhu Liachra Shabbos. And they pushed it off to Sunday. The Yomar Rebbe said, "Hoyavanitcha yitcha." That since you're not fasting anyway on Shabbos, you're pushing it off to Sunday. He also swore yitcha. You don't have to fast at all. That's what Rebbe wanted to do. He wanted to push it off altogether. You don't have to have a nitcha of Tishimov. But the Chachamim did not agree to him. So that was the story. So on this, he said, "Kori alei." He said about him that Tovim Mashnayim in Echad. It's good both of us rather than one. In other words, because of both of us together, we understood what's going on. That Rebbe did not really want to be Yoyka Tisha B'Av Legamri, but rather just it was a Tisha B'Av that came out on Shabbos. It should have been a Nidcha. Rebbe didn't want to make it a Nidcha, and that the Chum didn't agree and said, no, we shouldn't make it a Nidcha. We're supposed to still make it a Nidcha. Yeah. Now the Gemara is. For Rebbe, Heichi Nota Natiya B'Purim. How was Rebbe allowed to do a malacha to plant something, to plant a young tree on Purim? How could he plant? The Yotani learned like this. The Yotani Rav Yosef, Simcha u'mishta v'yomtif. It says in the Megillah that Purim has a din of Simcha u'mishta v'yomtif. What does that mean? Simcha malamet shasurim behesped. You're not allowed to be sad on Purim, you can't give a spedim on Purim. Even if somebody dies on Purim, the kfur is on Purim, you're not allowed to say a hesped. Mishta, what does the pasuk mean? A Mishta, Malamna comes to teach us, She'osa betainis, you're not allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av. It has to be a Mishta, you have to drink on Tisha B'Av. The Yomtif, what does the Megillah mean, the Yomtif? Malamet she'osa basiyas malacha, you're not allowed to do malachas on Purim. At least like Chol HaMoed at least. You're not allowed to do malachas, only Dovrofet maybe. But malachas you're not allowed to do on Purim. So L'chorot Takash and Rebbe, how could Rebbe plan do a malacha on Purim? Tamar says, El Rebbe, the Maisa was Bara Beisehevi. I'll tell you, Rebbe lived in a city that was open, that the din of Purim was Yudalit. V'chinota v'chameisa nota. And when did Rebbe plant? On the 15th day. That was Shushan Purim. So then there's no Issa Malacha, then you're allowed to plant. For the Gemara, it's not true. For your Rebbe b'Tveria hevi. Rebbe used to live in Tveria. That was Rebbe's city where Rebbe lived in. Now, the Tveria mulkefas chayma miyemois Yeshua benun hevi. Tveria had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua benun. Therefore, Rebbe's din to read the Megillah is on Tesvav. So how can you say Rebbe planted on Tesvav? That's a kasha. So Megillah says, you may mishta v'simcha v'yomtif. It has a din yomtif to it on Purim. So the Gemara answers the other way. El Rebbe barcha mesevi. True. Rebbe lived in Tveria, a city that has a wall around it. The din of Purim is on Tesvav. That's the date here of the Megillah. The Chinoti, now you know when Rebbe planted this young tree, Pia Beser heavy. He planted it on the 14th day of Adar. Therefore, there's no Kasha. since it wasn't Purufim, there's no Issa Malacha, he was allowed to plant. Fred the Gemara, Mi Pshitaled, it's Freya Mechefes Chayma, Mi Yemais Yeshur Benun, is it so Pasha that Rebbe holds that Tveria did have a wall around it from Yemais Yeshua Benun. Therefore, Rebbe only had to keep one day Purim, not 2 days. Chizkiyah read the Megillah twice. He lived in Tveria, and he used to read the Megillah in a Suffolk on Yudalit and on Tezvov. Why? Misafkele, he had a Suffolk, Imukefas Chemim Yemais Yeshua Benun, Eli. He had a suffix whether there was a wall around Tveria from the times of Yeshua Benun. So you see, Chizki had a suffix. How come by Rebbe you're saying for sure it was only one day, the 15th day was Purim, and after he planted on the 14th day was okay? Why? Sumar says yes. I tell you, the Chizki yom is safkele. True. Chizki had a suffix if Tveria had a wall around it or not. So therefore, Chizki kept 2 days Purim. Mashenkin le Rebbe is pshitele. The Rebbe was pushing him that Tveria did have a wall around it from the times of Yeshua. Therefore, Purim is only Tezvav the Adar, and Rebbe planted the young tree on Yudalit. Therefore, it's all Mishav. Fred Gemara, v'chiv shitalei mishari. Even if you want to say Rebbe knew for sure that Tveria has a wall around it, so his din is here the Megillah on Tezvav. It is so pushing you allowed to do Malach on Yudalit. The Yoksir, the pasuk says like this: the Megillah's Tainus. It says in our Megillah's Tainus that es yoim arba osam the es yoim chamish osam yoim me puryinun. It says in Megillah's Tainus these are yom tovim midrabanan, that you're not allowed to fast in these days. So which 2 days can't you fast? Part of the Megillah's Tainus is on Yudalit and Tezvav of Adar, the 2 days of Purim, you're not allowed to fast in. Teloyle mispid b'hoin, you can't say hespid and you can't fast. The yom arava rava says, like what's the chiddush? The whole Rav is bothered. Why do you have to put these days in the Megillah's Tainus form? It says the Megillah's Esther like that. In Megillah's Esther, we dashed before that Purim is called Yimei Simcha or Mishta. So it says Simcha means that it's also a Hespid, and Mishta means it's also a Tainus. So even without Megillah's Tainus, just look at the Megillah's Esther alone, you know that Yudalit and Tezvav is also with a Hespid, and it's also at the fast. So what's the chiddush of Megillah's Tainus? So Rav answers like this. The Yom HaRov LeNitzrucho El LeEsar Eshel Zeh B'Zeh V'Yeshel Zeh B'Shel Zeh. In other words, as Megillah's Esther alone, if a person lives in a city that has a wall around it, it's only Tesvav is Purim for him. On Yudalit, it's not Purim. He could do Malach, he could say Esther, he could do what he wants. But because of Megillah's Tainus, the other Rabbanim HaKaveya know that no matter where you live, in a city that has a wall, a city that doesn't have a wall in it, now these 2 days are part of Megillah's Tainus, that we don't want you to fast these 2 days, and we don't want you to say Hesped these 2 days. So what's the Kash and Rebbe then? Even if Rebbe lived in Tveria, that Rebbe held for sure and had a wall around it, that only the 15th day was Purim, how was Rebbe allowed to plant on the Yudalid? I am Megillah's Tainus applies to Yudalid also.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
So the Gemara answers Pashut. Hani Mili, when do we have the din of Megillah's Tainus? That those are special days the Rabbanim made a Yomtiv. Not to fast and not to say Hesped. That's only Hani Mili, the Hesped of a Tainus, that's all. Those days that it says in Megillah's Tainus, you're not allowed to fast, you can't say Hespedim. Ava Malacha, Mashenke Malacha, Yoymecha Besulai. That the Mikra din Purim is also the Malacha, it's only because it says in the Megillah's Tainus, because it says in the Megillah's Esther. The Yomtiv, it says. It says, Simcha o Mishta v'yomtiv. So after yomtiv, it's only sasa the malachim, but only one day. If you live in a city that has a wall around it, it's only tezvav, it's sasa malachim. If you live in a city that doesn't have a wall in it, it's only yudala that's sasa the malachim. But not 2 days. Therefore, it's good Rebbe, our Rebbe was able to plant on Yudalit, since he lived in Tveria that he held, had a wall around it, that his day was tezvav, therefore Yudalit is allowed to plant. For the Gemara Eini, it's not true. For Rav Chazai Elihu Gavro, Rav saw a person teve koshoda kitna b'puria. He was like planting flax on Purim. Yeah, Rav Chazai kitna means zareya pishtin. Rebbe saw Rav saw somebody planting flax on Purim. V'letaya, and he cursed him. V'loit sama kitna, and that flax never grew. So the chur of the kasher is what's wrong. Lachur, the advice to Avimini was, maybe that person was a bar from a city that has wool around it, and the owner planted on Yudalit. So why did Rav get so angry at him? And the Gemara, no, Hosom bar Yomehevi. There we're talking about that the person planted on the day that was poor for him. And when Rav saw him, Rav gave him a klola. Reina Chanami, Rebbe, when Rebbe planted on Yudalit, it was mutter, because he lived in Tver Yom that has a wool around it, he only has the Tesvav for the Yisra Melech. Right. Rabba Breid Rav Rama. Says Rabba Breid Rav wants to answer like this, no. Afilu Taima Biyayma Hespid V'tainis Kibil Afilu Taima Biyayma. Even if you want to say Rebbe Taka planted on the day of Tesvav, wherever Rebbe lived in Tveria, even if you want to say Tveria has a wool around it, and the deity of the Megillah is Tesvav, still I'll tell you maybe Rebbe Taka planted on Tesvav itself. Aye, it's Akasha, how could Rebbe plant on Purim? The Megillah says, the Yom Tif, it's also B'mlocha. The Teretz is, Hespid V'tainis Kibilu Alayu. Klai Yisrael, the Rabbanim will makabel upon himself that Purim is a day, you can't say Hespid, you can't fast. But Melocha like Kibilu Alayu. That's the locha, that Purim is mutter v'mlocha. The Chachamim will not makabel upon himself not to do Melocha on Purim. Lamaisa, you're allowed to do Melocha on Purim. Why? Because in the Megillah itself it says like this. The Mikorek Seir, first the Pasuk says, Simcha u'mishta v'yomtif. That's what it says about Purim. Purim is called the Yomtif. Well, if so, the next Pasuk says, Ksiv, Lasais oisam, Yemei mishta v'simcha. That they made the next year like Purim, a Yemei mishta v'simcha, that's all. Vilu Yomtif like Siv, but Yomtif doesn't say, Slamais like we hold Mikor Adin, Purim is mutter v'mlocha. Purim was not makubal to be a Yomtif. It's only Yosef v'tainas and Yosef v'espit. For the Gemara, if that's true, the Yellow Rav, my time of Latayel Hugavra, so the Zoy, why did Rav curse that person that planted flax on Purim? We're saying now, Lalocha, you're allowed to do Malocha on Purim. The Teretz is, Devorim Hamatorim, true, Meikir Adin Esmuti, you're allowed to do Malocha on Purim. But in Rav's city, it was, the Yacherim Noga Bemisr. There was a minig to be Noig Isser not to do Malocha on Purim heavy. Well, the ask of the Rebbe, Loi Nogu, Ayin Tzakashi, if the minig is not to do Malach on Purim, how can Rebbe did plant on Purim? The Teretz is, Rebbe's minig was in this city, they were not Mekabah Malacha. There they did do work on Purim. That's why Rebbe was allowed to plant on Purim. But that Rav saw somebody planting flax, and he cursed him, was of course in that city was a Mokim, that they were Noigin Lachalachrim. They were Machmer upon himself not to do Malach on Purim. Therefore, everything is miyushiv. Meikir adin, you're allowed to do malach on Purim. Only in a place that there's a minig not to do malacha, you shouldn't do malacha. The boy said another teretz is like this: liyerlam nagu. Really, even a Rebbe's place, the minig is not to do malacha on Purim. For Rebbe, I would say, how was Rebbe able to do malacha? How could he plant on Purim a young tree? The teretz is netiya shel simcha nota. He planted a planting of simcha, of happiness. And that's mutter to do on Purim. On Purim, you're allowed to be the simcha. So you're allowed to plant something to do with happiness. That's mutter on Purim. Like Rashi says, Netiyah shel simcha, techivon de Purim yom simcha, since Purim is called the yom simcha, mutter l'ntoya netiyah shel simcha. You're allowed to plant a tree for a simcha to have enjoyment from. Kidithnan, like what does that mean, netiyah shel simcha? Like we learned. Ovru Elu, it went by already the 13 Tanisim, like we had a Masechta Tainis. When the rain didn't come down, Bezdin was Goyza, 3 Tainises, then another 3, then 7. Now after all these 13 days passed by, for Loi Nenu, and still no rain come down, then the Mishnah says, Mematim B'masav B'mavamatim, people did less business then. The Binyan, they did less building. Over Natia, they did less planting. The Erison, they didn't get married. Over Nisun, they didn't make Nisuyin. For Tony alone was learnt about this. What do you mean? They stop building and stop planting. It means binya shel simcha. You're not supposed to build now a building of enjoyment. That's what's awesome. Has to build a house to live in is mutter, but to build the binya shel simcha, that's awesome. Natiya, what does it mean? They stop planting dvarim shel simcha. That means that natiya. What does that mean? Natiya shel simcha. That now after the 13 tinuses, they didn't plant things to make themselves happy with. Now, what does this mean? Ezel binyan shel simcha. What's called the binyan shel simcha? Zehabayna bayis chasnus lebnoi. That a person builds a house where he's going to make the chasna for his son. He builds a makom achupa. Since you're talking about chupa, about a chasna, it's a happy moment. So to build a house for the chasna, that's also to do after these 13 days of tainus. What's called, you're supposed to start planting, what's the planting of happiness? You plant a special type of a tree that gives off a lot of shade. It's a very wide, shady tree that underneath it, kings like grow this tree in order to be able to sit underneath and enjoy themselves. So it's a type of a tree that you enjoy yourself very much underneath. You sit out in the open shade, that's your simcha. That's what you should not do. So that you shouldn't do after these tinnuses. Mashenkin and Purim. Since Purim is called the Yimei Mishter, the simcha, so something to do for simcha, that's mutter. So even though it could be there's a minute not to do malacha, but it's not to do stam malacha. But if you're doing a malacha that gives you simcha involved, that's mutter to do on Purim. That's one of the terim that Mishnah Berurah brings down, that our minig l'churi is not to do malacha on Purim. Only a dover avud. He says, why do people do business? So he says, that's called simcha uloi. That's one of the terim. It's mutter to do business on Purim, because the guys have simcha, he's making money, he's happy about it. So therefore, you're allowed to make money on Purim, that's also called simcha. Like it says here, you're allowed to plant this type of a tree that gives you simcha. Right, the gufa. We learned before, Chizkiya kori b'tveria ba'beis of the chameser. Chizkiya had a suffix where the Tveria had a wall around it from Yeshua's times and that. So therefore we read the Megillah 2 days on the 14th and the 15th. Misafkala yi mekafas chemi mi mos Yeshua hi iloi. For the Gemara, mi misafkala, could anybody have a doubt about it? That mi misafkala yi milsa the Tveria. Could anybody, Chizkiya, have a doubt about the Tveria had a wall around it? The Yoksiv, there's a pasuk in Yeshua that says clearly, the Orei Mifso, what were the cities that had a wall around it? Hatzidin, Tser, Vechamas, Rakas, Vikinoris. These are the cities that had a wall around it. The Kaimelon, we know that Rakas, you know what Rakas is? Zutveria. So Isaiah says clearly that Tveria had a wall around it. So what was Chizkiya's suffix? And the Gemara, Haino time of the Mesafkli, you know why he had a suffix? Your doubt was like this. Mishum dechad gisa shura di yama heves. On one side, one bank of Tveria was the yam. Was the yam. So for sure on one side you don't have a wall around it. The side that has the yam, there's no wall there. But the other three sides have a wall around it. Fred Gemara Yachi, if so, am I misafkli, then what do you doubt? Like then for sure it didn't have a wall around it. And how could Rebbe say that Tveria had a wall around it? The Chura, there's no wall on the fourth side. It's not called Mukefas Chayma. The fourth side had the yam, the ocean. And the Gemara, that's not called the wall. The Tanya, like we learned by the lochas of Vati Ori Chayma. When the Torah says a loch about a Ir Ori Chayma, if you sell a house or a field in a city that has a wall around it, so it says there, the Pasuk is Ashel Oi Chayma. If you sell your house in a city that has a wall, that we dash, and what does it mean, a wall? For Loi Shur Iger. And not if just you have houses one next to another, that the houses should be the wall. That's not enough. Ore Chayma means the city has a wall around it besides the houses itself. Then the Pasuk says Sovit, Ashelai Chayma Sovit, that has a wall all around the city. So we dash in Pratla Tveria. Tveria is not called an Ore Chayma. It's not called. Why? Sheyoma Chaymasa. Because on the fourth side, beyond the ocean is the boundary, is the bank of Tveria. So you see clearly, for both the Yorei Chayma, Tveria is not called a city that has a wall around it. Even though on three sides it has a wall, but since the fourth side is open, it's only the Yam protecting it, it's not called the Ir that has a Chayma around it. So how could Rabbi say of Zoy here, by Purim, you read the Megillah on the 15th, and why was Chizkiya Mestafkul and Churis for sure not a wall? So Gemara says, my prosim, or my Mekof and Chziva Gavi Mikra Megillah. The suffix is, what does it mean Trozim, what does it mean Mekofim Chayma, but it says about Megillah. Mishum dahani migli, fahani loy miglu, fahani nami migli, is the pshat, the difference in other words, in the time is true. For the loch of the Torah, what called Bati Yor Chayma, Tveri is not called an ear that has a Chayma around it. There, Chayma means Soviv, all four sides. Tveri doesn't have all four sides. But what Rebbe and what Chizkiya is talking about, Filchos Megillah, that the Megillah says that the Inyan of Prozim, open cities, and in the cities of Mekofim that has a wall around it. Now what's the chilik between open and a wall around it? One for us to say that Mishum Dahani Miglui, the one that doesn't have a wall around it is open, Fahani Loi Miglui, but the one that has a wall on all four sides is closed. If so, Fahai Nami Migli, if so, then Tveri is also called an open city. It's not called a wall around it. Because on the fourth side, the Yam, the ocean, you can see through. So it's not called an enclosed city. Oy Dilma, you know what Rebbe holds or what Chizkus is Masupik about? Mishum Dahani Mignu. The Pshat by Megillah is close city means it's protected. That means it's protected on all four sides. Fahani Le Mignu. Mashenka, if the city is open, it's not protected on all four sides. If the svar of a wall is that the wall protects the city, then Avada Tferi is protected. Fahai Nami Migne. Here it's protected, because on the three sides that's open to the open ground, dry land, it has walls around it. The fourth side that's open, it's open to the yam, nobody can come in. So since the mice is protected, therefore Tferia is called like Mukav Chayma, that Rebbe holds for sure you read the Megillah on Tezvov, and Chizki had a doubt about this, is that called enough for Chayma or not? Shemachim is Safkali. By the Ravasi Kore Megillah Behutzel Beyabesel Chameser. Ravasi living in Hutzel also had a doubt whether Hutzel had a wall around it. So he read the Megillah 2 days. He also had this doubt. And he could Yom HaSom say, Omer Ravasi, Hai Hutzel, this city Hutzel, the base Binyamin, it came from the place of Binyamin, and Mekafas Chemim Yimais Yeshua he. He didn't have a doubt, but for sure it did have a wall around it. And therefore, you only heard the Megillah on Tezvav. Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said like this: Ki avina tli. When Rashi says, "Kishayisi nar," when I was a young person, Amina Milsa said something to Shalina Lisabayu that I used to ask the older people there.